Now we're reading today from the Gospel according to Matthew and chapter 14 and verses 22 to 33. And I'm going to read them in English and Raquel will then read them in Tagalog. So it's Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God.
Ang ating babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Mateo, chapter 14, verses 22 hanggang 33. Verse 22, Agad pinasakay ni Jesus sa bangka ang mga alagad at pinauna sa kabilang ibayo. Samantala, pinauwi naman niya ang mga tao. Matapos niyang paalisin ang mga ito, mag-isa siyang umakyat sa bundok upang manalangin. Nag-iisa siyang inabutan doon ng gabi. 24. Samantala, ang bangka ay nasa laot na, ngunit sinasalpok ito ng mga alon dahil pasalungat ito sa hangin. 25. Nang madaling araw na isumunod sa kanila si Jesus na naglalakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. 26. Kinilabutan sa takot ang mga alagad nang makita nilang may lumalakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. Multo ang sigaw nila. 27. Ngunit nagsalita agad si Jesus at sinabi sa kanila, Huwag kayong matakot, ako ito. 28. Sinabi ni Pedro, Panginoon, kung talagang ikaw nga iyan, hayaan mong ako'y pumunta sa iyong kinaroroonan diyan sa ibabaw ng tubig. 29. Sumagot siya, Halika. Mula sa bangka ay lumakad si Pedro sa ibabaw ng tubig papunta kay Jesus. 30. Ngunit nang mapansin niya na malakas ang hangin, siya'y natakot at nagsimulang lumubog. Panginoon, sagipin ninyo ako, sigaw niya. 31. Agad siyang inabot ni Jesus, Bakit ka nag-alinlangan? Napakaliit ng iyong pananampalataya, sabi niya kay Pedro. 32. Pagkasakay nila sa bangka, tumigil ang hangin. 33. At sinamba siya ng mga nasa bangka. Tunay nga pong kayo ang anak ng Diyos, sabi nila.
The Lord Jesus had been through a very busy day. He had been surrounded by over 5,000 people. He had been teaching them, miraculously healing those who were sick. And at the end of the day, he performed another great miracle by multiplying and providing more than enough food for them all. by using just 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Kung ating babasahin ang kabuuan ng chapter 14, malalaman nating ang Panginoong Hesus ay abala sa buong araw. Siya ay napapalibutan ng mahigit 5,000 tao na kanyang tinuturuan at nagpapagaling sa mga may karamdaman. At sa pagtatapos ng araw ay muli siyang nagsagawa ng mahalagang milagro. Pinarami niya ang 5 tinapay at 2 isda upang makasapat sa pagpapakain ng napakaraming tao.
After this, he then sent all the multitudes away. Being by the Sea of Galilee, the Lord Jesus told his disciples to row across to the other side in a small ship to a place where he would later meet with them, because at night time he, the Son of God, needed a quiet time alone on the mountain to pray, to speak with his Father in heaven.
Pagkatapos nito, ay kanyang pinaalis ang napakaraming tao, sapagkat siya ay nasa dalampasigan ng dagat ng Galilea. Inutusan ng Panginoong Hesus ang kanyang mga alagad na sumampa sa bangka at magtungo sa kabilang ibayo sa isang lugar kung saan sila ay kanyang kakatagpuin. Siya ay nagpaiwan sapagkat nais niyang mapag-isa upang manalangin at makipag-usap sa kanyang amang nasa langit.
No doubt, just now, listeners in the Philippines this Saturday evening, you have had another busy day, another noisy day. But this evening, God has quietly brought you aside to speak personally to you, for you to listen for his voice as we share the gospel with you on Zoom from his word, the Bible.
Walang pag-aalinlangan sa mga nakikinig sa Pilipinas ngayong gabi ng Sabado, marahil isang araw na naman ang lumipas ng kaabalahan at kaingayan. Subalit ngayong gabi, dinala kayo ng Panginoon upang pansamantalang matahimik, upang siya ay makipag-usap sa inyo at nais niyang kayo ay makinig sa kanyang tinig sa pamamagitan ng Ebanghelyo na aming ibabahagi sa inyo mula sa kanyang mga salita.
While the Lord Jesus was praying on the mountain, his disciples, in obedience to his word, went down to the Sea of Galilee, boarded the ship, and started rowing across to the other side.
Habang ang Panginoong Hesus ay nananalangin sa taas ng bundok, ang kanyang mga alagad, bilang pagsunod sa kanyang salita, ay sumampa sa bangka at nagpalaot upang tumungo sa kabilang ibayo ng dagat ng Galilea.
The sailing went quite well until they were about halfway across, when the sea became rough and the wind was against them.
Ang kanilang paglalakbay ay naging maayos sa simula. Subalit nang sila ay nasa kalagitnaan na, ang dagat ay nagsimulang magngalit at ang hangin ay salungat sa kanila.
Matthew, who wrote this gospel, was one of the disciples, so was in the boat. Some of the disciples were fishermen, so were somewhat used to storms at sea. But Matthew was a tax collector, so not being so used to the sea, he appeared to be alarmed, saying that the ship was tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary.
Si Mateo na sumulat ng Ebanghelyo ng aklat na ito ay isang alagad at siya ay nasa bangka. Ang ilan sa alagad ay mga mangingisda, kung kaya't sila ay sanay ng maharap sa nagngangalit na karagatan, subalit si Mateo ay isang maniningil ng buwis at marahil walang karanasan sa karagatan. Kung kaya siya ay nangamba at nagsabing ang bangka ay sinasalpok ng mga alon at ang hangin ay taliwas.
Yet the Lord Jesus allowed this wind and rough sea, and even though he was up the mountain praying, he knew exactly where the disciples were and could pray for them there too.
Pinayagan ng Panginoong Jesus na maranasan ng mga alagad ang malakas na hangin at nagangalit na dagat, at kahit na siya ay nasa taas ng bundok na nananalangin, alam niya ang nangyayari sa kanyang mga alagad at ipinagdarasal din niya ang mga ito.
Although we often do not think of it, the Lord Jesus knows all of our lives through and through. He knows we are sinners, that we need him to save us. And Christ is the only one who can save us. He loves us. He died on the cross and shed his blood to save us. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4 say this: Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
Marahil ating nakakalimutan, subalit batid ng Panginoon ang ating buhay. Batid niyang tayo ay makasalanan at nangangailangan ng tagapagligtas. At si Kristo lamang ang nag-iisang maaaring magligtas sa atin sapagkat mahal niya tayo. Siya ay nagdusa at nagbuhos ng dugo sa krus upang tayo ay iligtas. Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan ayon sa kasulatan. Siya ay inilibing at nabuhay muli sa ikatlong araw ayon sa kasulatan. Ito, mga salitang ito ay matatagpuan sa 1 Corinto chapter 15 verse 3 and 4.
The Lord Jesus came to the disciples and miraculously walked on the sea. He wanted them to realize his power as the creator. Psalm 95 verse 5 tells us that the sea is his and he made it. So as the great creator God, he was able to walk on the sea and was able to fulfill the words of Psalm 77 verse 19, thy way is in the sea.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagtungo sa mga alagad at milagrong naglakad sa ibabaw ng tubig. Nais niyang ipabatid sa mga alagad ang kanyang kapangyarihan bilang isang tagapaglikha. Sa mga awit 95 verse 5 ay nagsasaad, ang dagat ay sa kanya. Ito'y kanyang nilikha. Kung kaya't bilang makapangyarihang tagapaglikhang Diyos, maaari siyang lumakad sa ibabaw ng tubig at matupad ang nasasaad sa salita ng awit 77, chapter 77 verse 19, ang landas ay nasa karagatan.
The Lord Jesus walked on the sea in the fourth watch of the night, which was between 3 and 6 a.m. The disciples did not recognize him and were afraid. But the Lord Jesus calmed their fears, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
Nang magmamadaling araw na, nagtungo ang Panginoon sa mga alagad. Ito ay sa pagitan ng alas 3 hanggang alas 6 ng umaga. Hindi siya nakilala ng mga alagad, kung kaya't sila ay natakot. Subalit pinayapa ng Panginoon ang kanilang takot at nagsabing, huwag kayong matakot, ako ito.
Not only were their fears calmed, but the disciple Peter wanted to come across to the Lord Jesus walking on the water. The Lord Jesus encouraged him to do that, saying, come. So Peter began to come, but he could only walk on the water while he looked upon the Lord, trusting him.
Hindi lamang nawala ang kanilang takot, bagkus si Pedro na isa sa mga alagad, ay nagnais na lumakad sa tubig at tumungo sa Panginoon. Hinikayat ng Panginoong Hesus na gawin ito ni Pedro at nagsabing, "Halika." Kung kaya't nagsimulang lumakad si Pedro sa ibabaw ng tubig, ito'y kanyang nagawa dahil siya ay nagtitiwala sa Panginoon.
Peter meant to come to the Lord on the water, but he did not make it. Instead, poor Peter looked around him and allowed the boisterous wind and his own fear to distract him from coming to the Lord, and he began to sink.
Subalit nang makita ni Pedro ang nagngangalit na karagatan at maramdaman ang malakas na hangin, siya ay natakot at nagsimulang lumubog.
Is there someone on the call today and you know that in your sins only the Lord Jesus can save you? That he has died on the cross and finished all the work necessary for God to save you? But you maybe have looked at all your sins, things that you have allowed to hinder you repenting of those sins and from trusting Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you are sinking. You are sinking not in the sea, but deeper into sin.
Mayroon bang nakikinig na batid na sa inyong mga kasalanan, ang Panginoong Hesus lamang ang maaring magligtas sa inyo, sapagkat siya ay namatay sa krus at tinapos ang mahalagang gawain sa kapatawaran ng kasalanan. O marahil may mga bagay na inyong hinahayaang humadlang upang magsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at magtiwala sa kay Kristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Kung kaya kayo ay lumulubog, hindi sa dagat, bagkus sa inyong mga kasalanan.
So, what did Peter do? Well, he could not do anything. He just cried out to the Lord Jesus, "Lord, save me." The Lord Jesus responded to Peter's call immediately and stretched forth his hand and caught him. Even though Peter's faith had been small and he had previously doubted, he saved him there and then.
Walang nagawa si Pedro nang magsimula siyang lumubog sa tubig. Siya lamang ay sumigaw at humingi ng tulong sa Panginoon. "Panginoon, iligtas mo ako," ang kanyang sigaw. Ang Panginoon ay tumugon sa sigaw ni Pedro, at kapag daka ay iniabot niya ang kamay kay Pedro at siya'y iniligtas. At kahit na napakaliit ng pananampalataya ni Pedro at siya ay nag-alinlangan, siya ay iniligtas pa rin ng Panginoon.
That is how God saves people today, reminding me of Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1, which says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear." Now, yes, now, today is the time you must call on the Lord Jesus to save you. If you remain in your sins until too late, you will have to face the judgment of God forever and ever in your sins, in hell, and the lake of fire.
Ganyan ang kaparaanan ng Diyos sa pagliligtas ngayon. Sa Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 ay nagsasaad, "Masdan ang kamay ng Panginoon ay hindi maiksi upang di makapagligtas, ni hindi mahina ang kanyang pandinig na di makakarinig. Ngayon na ang panahon upang tumawag sa Panginoong Hesus upang iligtas ka. Kung mananatili kayo sa inyong mga kasalanan, maaaring maging huli na ang lahat at inyong haharapin ang paghatol ng Diyos magpakailanman sa impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy."
The Lord Jesus then brought Peter safely into the ship There was a great calm in the sea. That reminds us of the calm of sins forgiven and of a wonderful promise that can and does apply to everyone who gets saved. Micah chapter 7 verse 19 says, of God's mercy and the forgiven sinner, thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
Pagkatapos na iligtas ng Panginoon si Pedro, sila ay sumakay sa bangka at ang dagat ay pumayapa. Ito'y kahalintulad ng kapayapaang mapapasa atin kung ang ating mga kasalanan ay mapapatawad. Kaakibat ang pangako sa mga naligtas, ihahagis niya ang kanilang kasalanan sa kalaliman ng dagat. Ito'y mula sa aklat ng Mikas, chapter 7, verse 19.
How thankful Peter and all the disciples were. Now they were able to worship the Lord Jesus, acknowledging his deity, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Once you are truly saved, you soon come to realize that God has saved you to be a true worshipper of him. Turn to the Lord Jesus now for salvation. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31.
Gayun na lamang ang pasasalamat ni Pedro at ng lahat ng alagad. Sinamba nila ang Panginoong Jesus. Kinilala ang kanyang pagiging Diyos. Tunay nga pong kayo ang anak ng Diyos, ang kanilang saad. Kung tunay na kayo ay maliligtas sa inyong mga kasalanan, mapagtatanto ninyo na kayo ay iniligtas ng Diyos upang siya ay sambahin. Tumalima sa Panginoong Jesus para sa kaligtasan ngayon. Ano ang dapat kong gawin upang maligtas? Sumampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus at ikaw ay maliligtas. Ang mga salitang ito ay matatagpuan sa mga gawa, chapter 16, verse 30 hanggang 31.
Shall we pray now at the end of the little message of the gospel? Shall we speak to God in prayer? God and Father, we come to thee at the end of this time together as we've opened the scriptures, so we've read of the Lord Jesus Christ and how he had power over the fear of the hearts of the troubled disciples, power over the sea. And we know that the sea is his, as we thought, and he made it. And he demonstrated that power. But he's all-powerful. And we thought, too, of a greater miracle than that. When we thought about the cross, when we thought about the Lord Jesus Christ going there, shedding his precious blood and suffering for sins. We think of another scripture that says, Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. He only needed to suffer once if sinners were going to be saved, because he finished the work on that cross. It is finished. It's a finished work. There's nothing we can do. In our sins, we're sinking in sin, just like Peter was sinking in that sea. And we need the Lord Jesus to stretch out his strong arm and save us. And that's what happens when someone gets saved. And we would love to know that someone who at the moment may be still in their sins and on their way to that dreadful lake of fire which we thought, we pray that we might hear that someone today has trusted Christ as their Lord and Saviour, and we shall meet them in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes or calls. And so we pray thy blessing upon everyone who's been on the call today, that there may be a word from the Lord for them, and that there may be obedience to the gospel we pray and we ask all these things in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.